This is my hand. This is my finger. These are my fingers. This is my
palm.
These are my two
fists.
An elbow is not a bone. It's a
movable joint.
And this is my
chest.
And these are my two
shoulders.
And if I had some muscle, you might say he certainly is very
strong.
Would you use stout for that?
No.
Husky?
No, that is a general term which covers more than just your muscle. If you look at your muscle, you're strong.
Stout or husky? Stout might be fat.
Stout would be fat, larger, and more average poise.
Mm-hmm. Little old lady gets around like she's about 30 years old. You might say she certainly is quite
sprightly.
And somebody asks you to walk through the cemetery at midnight, and you say, "Oh no, I'm
not interested."
Or I'm
afraid. I used to go through one down here with my cousin when we went to the Chautauqua, right through the center of the cemetery. All those people in there were good people.
Somebody says, "Why are you afraid? You didn't." There was a time when you weren't. You didn't. That hurts. There was a time when you weren't afraid. You didn't to be afraid.
Didn't used to be afraid.
Person who's very when he drops a match in the forest and starts a fire, you might say he's a very
careless.
Another word for odd or strange, unusual, is it's very
funny would be the easiest one.
Say it's quite queer.
Yes.
It's queer, pretty much the same meaning as odd, strange, unusual.
Yeah.
Somebody, your wife tells you to do something, you don't want to do it, and she says, "Well, don't be so
obstinate."
You ever say bullheaded here?
Oh, I've heard that. I've heard that about some men.
Mm-hmm. A person who's easily offended, you might say she's pretty
touchy.
And a fellow, he's awfully
gruff.
Or tell him something he doesn't like and he gets
angry. Mad.
Been an emergency, the child's been injured, and the mother's just going to pieces, and the man comes and tells her, and the first thing you have to remember is to keep
calm.
At the end of the day, you work hard, you're just all
tired out.
In fact, you're all
pooed.
Okay. In fact, you're all wore
out.
You ever say all in?
Yes.
Tuckered out?
No, I never said that.
Okay. You might say a lady next door yesterday became ill. You might another way say yesterday she
got sick.
In fact, she cold. Chew. That's business. Yesterday she, using the word cold or a cold,
she got a cold?